This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Maller here. Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full lineup of Hankook tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you. One of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be. Hello and welcome. It's our number three as we do the wiggle here in hour number three. And we go where the news of the day takes us. For example, the Middle East of all places. That is where an NFL quarterback is hanging with the enemy. Give me your reaction to Deshaun Watson being a shill for Saudi Arabia's government. Say what? Yes! A starting NFL quarterback, the highest paid quarterback in the NFL's history, hanging out with princes in Saudi Arabia. Also, why are T. Higgins and Trey Hendrickson asking for a Bengals trade? Plus, we'll go to baseball. How are things looking for Blake Snell? Bro, I ain't playing unless I get mine. I'm risking my life, bro. Blake Snell there in San Francisco. We'll talk about that and more right now. Here it is. Give it up for hour number three. Hanging with the enemy, but not a sports enemy. No, not a sports enemy. Welcome in the beginning of another hour of the Ben Maller Show. We are in the air everywhere, under the sheets. That's right. As we salt the books coast to coast, border to border, and beyond, on the vast and epically powerful microphones of FSR emanating live from the kitchen, the last chef standing. I was watching the NBA card. They kept doing promos for that show. It was so annoying. It stuck in my head. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers. Masshole Mickey is impressed with that number. He thinks that is a good number. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. So this is a story that we were not planning on talking about. It's NFL draft day. It's kind of a big deal for us, but here we are. So our lead this hour coming from the NFL on the day of the draft, a former first round pick, the man with the biggest contract in the history of the NFL for guaranteed money, fully guaranteed, is being lampooned for a recent vacation. Now, if you didn't see this or hear about it, buckle up, buckaroo.
a nemesis of this radio show, an enemy combatant, Cleveland Browns quarterback Deshaun Watson has caused a hullabaloo. Where did he go on vacation this offseason? Oh, nowhere but Saudi Arabia. Hello? Yes. I went on a trip there. Going on a trip to Saudi Arabia is one thing. I don't know how many hoops you have to jump through to get a visa. But then bragging and boasting about said trip and kissing the tuchus of the Prince of Saudi Arabia. Now that's the story. Watson gleefully posting gushing photos, and he appeared in video on social media for Saudi Arabia and expressing hope that the NFL will bring football to that nation in the Middle East. So let us discuss the question. Give me your reaction to Deshaun Watson being a shill for the Saudi Arabian government. So I've got bagpipes, asphalt, and AC/DC. And we will combine all of these things together, and we are going to have a cockroach. If you want one, we have a bunch in the studios. All right, so first of all, Deshaun Watson is raising up the white flag. He's raising up the white flag. This is the way, and I'm psychoanalyzing this. I admit it, I'm psychoanalyzing it, but just bear with me. So this is an admission. Okay, the fact that Watson went to Saudi Arabia on this barnstorming tour, it's an admission. He's like, listen, you're right. You win, Maller. I'm forever the creepy quarterback, and I'm going to embrace it, right? I'm going to embrace it. I grew up loving wrestling. Used to watch WrestleMania every year. Watson is going full WrestleMania. Pull out the kilt, play the bagpipes. We are talking vintage Rowdy Roddy Piper, the greatest heel in the history of that sport of professional wrestling. Now, Watson going villain, and it's kind of like the petting zoo. He's choosing to pet Piff, the magic dragon, the Saudi Arabian public investment fund, which is over $900 billion deep. If the Prince of Saudi Arabia wanted, he could buy every single NFL franchise available and own all of them. All of them, right? $925 billion. And that would barely make a dent. Barely make a dent in the Saudi public investment fund. But the fact that Watson, smiling, is more than happy to take a bath in sports washing. That's what they're doing, right? The Saudi government decided, listen, we have a bad reputation. So rather than clean up our reputation of the human rights stuff, what we're going to do is we're just going to pay a lot of money to athletes because they're stupid and they'll take the money. And then people will say we're good. And so they've done it with golf. I get it. Listen, everyone's got a price. We've been through this before. But they've decided to target culture in America, and they've attacked sports. And so now they're trying to get in on the NFL. And so Deshaun Watson's like, okay, I'm in. I'm in, boys. What do I have to do? I'm good. And he's trying to help him out. Now, the thing that I don't know, and I did send some text messages out, made some phone calls. Well, that's actually, I just sent some text messages and some emails. I want to know how much oil money Deshaun Watson got. Like, what's the number? And nobody seems to know yet. I assume it's going to come out that TMZ or Raider Online or the New York Post, one of the tabloids, will find out how much he got paid. The chatter that I was hearing that it's in the millions to travel to Saudi Arabia because he had to go on social media and all that. Did the NFL sign off on that? Are they cool? Is the NFL okay? Maybe they're fine with it. I don't know. Cleveland Browns? How would you like to be a Cleveland Browns PR guy? How's that going? Watching your starting quarterback kiss the Royal Highness's tushy there in Saudi Arabia. All right, now secondly, staying in the state of Ohio, we hop on State Route 3 down to Cincinnati. It's a long drive, like 4 hours. All-pro defensive end Trey Hendrickson making some headlines here. Hendrickson, he's 29, and he's decided he no longer wants to play in Cincinnati. He has joined T. Higgins in requesting that the Cincinnati football team put him in the transfer portal. He would like to be traded. The Bengals have Hendrickson under contract for two more seasons, and they just extended his contract last year. So why are T. Higgins and Trey Hendrickson asking for a relocation situation from the Bengals? They want to trade. My first thought, in the abstract, this is what you're supposed to do. Standard operating procedure. Money, money, money. We always say money, money, money. They're worried about their financial well-being. Not that they're not making a lot of money now, but they want more money. And they know the shelf life of an NFL player is not good. At any moment, snap, crackle, pop, and then you have to go out and get a real job. But they're looking at the asphalt here. Okay, for those in the back of the room, they want the streets to be paved in gold, and they want more gold. Hendrickson is the 11th ranked pass rusher. He was last season, and statistically, he was a top three or top five pass rusher. He outplayed his contract. When you underperform your contract, you get fired. When you outperform your contract, you're supposed to get more money. And Higgins, he feels handcuffed by the dreaded franchise tag. He wants the Mega Millions signing bonus and does not want to play on the guaranteed one-year franchise tag. These are really first-world problems. All right, final thought. We're gonna go to baseball. Final thought, we go to baseball. I could not pass up the opportunity. A little hardball for you. We learned that the Giants have placed Blake Snell. Remember him? Yeah, they put Blake Snell, who was scratched 3 hours before first pitch. I was actually watching some of this game. The Giants and the Mets played a matinee game, and I love my matinee baseball, so I was watching that. And the Mets got the win, but that's aside the point. So Blake Snell was supposed to start the game. He did not start the game. He was scratched a couple hours before the game, and he was placed on the 15-day injured list. I'm old. I used to call it the disabled list, with a left abductor strain. All right, that's what it's been called. So this means that he will be out at least the next couple of weeks and likely longer than that. How are things looking for Blake Snell in San Francisco? This is an old AC/DC smash hit. Blake Snell, his baseball career, after winning the Cy Young in a money grab year in San Diego, now in Northern California, Blake Snell is on the highway to hell. I'm not playing unless I get mine. Bro, I'm risking my life, bro. Fun fact, the abductor strain is a fancy way of saying pulled groin. The industrial complex of sports realized when they reported an athlete had a pulled groin, the social media world made a lot of jokes, and so they just used a different term, but he pulled his groin. That's the injury, pulled groin. They don't want to say it. If you don't believe me, you can Google it. I'm not making it up, right? You can Google it. It's pretty amusing how some of the language has changed. We have one of our friends, a woman in Colorado, who's not, I don't think she's on X anymore, but she works for the weather company there, big weather outfit in Colorado, and she explained to us that they changed a lot of the weather terms to make them scarier because of social media. Like atmospheric river. That's something that they just made up, right? Because it kind of scares people and gets people worked up into a lather, and people were not reacting to the old weather terms, so they had to use it's essentially synonyms, right? That's what they're doing, synonyms of what they were already using, but they had to make it a little scarier to get reaction. And Blake Snell, in three starts, back to the topic at hand, in three starts with the Gigantes, Blake Snell is 0-3 with an earned run average of 11.5. I never played Major League Baseball. I just do the overnight show. I don't believe that's all that good. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe somewhere that's good. In some far-off land, somewhere in some other dimension, that's good. But in our dimension, not good. Yeah, not good. Snell is 31, and this is setting up the way this works. He's going to miss most of the month of May. We're in late April now. He's going to miss most of the month of May. April was a loss. May is going to be a lost month. Who knows if he's able to come back by mid-June. It's a lost season. It's a lost season for Blake Snell. It is the Ben Maller Show. If you'd like to be part, abracadabra, hocus pocus, there's a line open. You can call up and
It's a tough act to follow some of the legends that have called this show so far. Can you do it? Can you handle it? You can call up and be part of the program if you like. We are available to you. Also on X, at Ben Maller. You can send your questions in, hashtag Ask Ben, as we will have a spicy hot Ask Ben and Friends coming up later this hour. Your questions are answers for a big chunk of the hour, but calls up until then. And time now for the Maller Riddle of the Day. And here is the Maller Riddle of the Day. NFL draft nerd Mel Kiper will be back in the spotlight again tonight. Mel Kiper, the one time he crawls out behind the refrigerator for the draft and then goes back behind it. So NFL draft nerd Mel Kiper, it is true, he has no cell phone, but he does have blank. Again, Mel Kiper does not own a cell phone in 2024, but he does have blank. That is the Maller Riddle of the Day. The answer. We'll get to it, and we will do it next.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it. Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Not only did Zyn create the first ever nicotine pouch, we're still America's number one choice for smoke-free, spit-free nicotine satisfaction. It could be because Zyn is made with only 6 simple ingredients, including naturally derived nicotine salt. Or maybe it's because Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day trial. For anyone worried Zyn won't cut it like traditional tobacco, just ask one of the millions of people who have achieved lasting change. You have lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at Zyn.com/find. That's Zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The great silent majority of listeners to the Ben Maller Show sit on the sidelines, never having their opinions heard. You're invited to break the glass ceiling by taking up gigabytes with the Ben Maller Show. Just follow your host on X. He's at Ben Maller. And you can post that and follow our technical producer. She plays all the music and most of the funny sound bites on the Ben Maller Show. Her first name is Lorena. And she's at FSR Tech Queen.
Lady Party.
And I'm live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio Studios. It's Ben Maller.
The Maller riddle of the day. Try to stay calm. Try to stay composed. I know. It's exciting. I realize that. I get it. But you got to be, you act like you've been there before. Okay? Just act like you, I know. You're not acting excited at all. That's a bad job by you. This portion of the Ben Maller Show, the show you're listening to right now, in part made possible by Thoroughbred Racing, the national Thoroughbred Racing people. Thoroughbred Racing has a new independent regulator, HISA, that is implementing comprehensive reforms, and the sport is combining hands-on care with cutting-edge technology to help keep its athletes safe. To learn more, visit safetyrunsfirst.com at safetyrunsfirst.com. And I don't know about you, but I love going to the track. I don't do it enough. I used to live right near Santa Anita, and I'd go out there because I got, you know, I went for free. It's not expensive to go out there, but I'd go out there almost every other weekend. I not as much as Tim Conway, who hosts the big afternoon show here in L.A. at KFI. Not as much as him because he's like a degenerate, and I love him. But I would go out there a bit, and I loved it. I loved the vibe at the track, especially a big race. And I'm happy to hear they're cleaning that stuff up, and they're making sure that all those, you know, those negative things that were happening the last couple of years, that stuff's over with. So anyway, safetyrunsfirst.com. Maller riddle of the day. Maller riddle of the day. Here it is. NFL draft Nick nerd Mel Kiper has no cell phone, but it was revealed this week that he does have blank. That is the question. What is the answer? Justin in Cincinnati claiming a venereal disease. Who else do we have? Page 9. Andy from Lionel Lake says Mel Kiper has an Etch-A-Sketch. That's actually how he does his mock draft, Andy. That's a good job by you. Got it right. Good job. He uses an etch, and he gets it wrong. He just shakes the Etch-A-Sketch. Does any kid under, like any kid today, you even know what that is, an Etch-A-Sketch?
No.
My daughter uses one.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
I love, see, Eddie, you were wrong.
I
love
said yes.
You said no originally.
Yeah, but then I said yes.
You're a liar.
Wrong again, idiot.
All right. Has a race car bed. Oh, yeah, those used to be popular, too. Late night drug tester said a race car bed. Did you ever, Eddie, as a kid, have a bed shaped like some kind of object?
I did not.
You did not. All right. All right. Ferg Dog says a tin can and a very long string. Fudgy going with a type of flashlight, but one that certain adults use for certain activity. Who else do we have? Page down. Alf, the alien opiner, says Mel Kiper has a list of Eastern Massachusetts pronunciations in preparation for the number 3 pick in the draft. Well, that'll come in handy there. I got to save that. Who else do we have? Page down. He still has an account on Prodigy. A taco toilet from Donkey Sausage. That's his answer. Mr. Luciano says he has a better earned run average than Blake Snell. Mark the Walker is up listening. We love when Mark the Walker chimes in. He's walking around Rochester. He says that's Rochester, New York. Hairspray, a Disney Plus subscription, and most likely Cialis, he said. Wow. Casey Carhaller going with a Commodore 64 desktop computer. I could see Mel Kiper having that. I bet she's got VHS technology. Star Trek communicator from the King Rory. That's his answer. Stuck in Sacramento says Mel Kiper has a titanium hair gel set. And King Raven says a timeshare in Pigeon Forge is the answer. Kelly says, she's the donut lady. She says an extremely well-trained homing pigeon is the answer. Fox Highwind says Kuiper's got an OnlyFans account. Well, that would make a lot of money. Courtesy Flusher going with a fanny pack. Got a lot of good answers here. Eddie, do you have an answer? The Maller riddle of the day. Matt says he's got a cool pager, Mel Kiper. But it was revealed this week, it was confirmed, that Mel Kiper, NFL draft nerd, he'll be a big star tonight on television, has no cell phone, but does have blank.
Oh, he has a ham radio like your dad.
Oh, yeah, my dad was a big ham radio guy. And also Terry in England, a big ham radio guy. But no, that's incorrect, Eddie. The correct answer, that Mel Kiper does not own a cell phone, but does have not one, not two, not three, but four possibly five, landlines. It is five landlines. Why would one need five landlines? Why would one need one? I don't like the whole landline thing. I get sometimes you have to get that package where you get the internet and your cell phone. They give you a landline. But other than that, like, that's old technology. Does he also have a typewriter? Does he have a telegraph machine as well? It's crazy. Are we going to be like that? I mean, we're getting older here. Is that going to be us in a few years? Are we going to be that guy? I don't want to be that guy. I want to try to avoid to be that guy. Jerry Jones does not have a cell phone. He does not.
We're definitely going to have cell phones.
Well, we already have that. Yeah. What's the next
question,
thing?
Question, Ben. Would that be the same as like using a VHS or DVD player now that we have streaming readily available?
Yeah, or see, I have a buddy and lives in Dallas, and he has a huge CD collection, so he still plays CDs like in his car and stuff.
Yeah, and what about those really weird people who do record players?
Well, that's kind of become hip though. That's like old school vintage, like the record player.
Well, some
thing.
People could say that about typewriters too.
Lorena, it's the quality of the vinyl.
It's the quality.
You just don't get that same.
You got to keep it real.
Sound, yeah.
You got to keep it real. Yeah. I watched a documentary on typewriters because I'm really boring a couple years ago.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you just said that on the national radio.
I know. I mean, so that's what I'm doing overnights. If I watched something cool, I'd be on during the day. But anyway, so I watched this thing. And Tom Hanks, the actor, who's old, huge typewriter guy. Huge typewriter guy. Yeah. And they closed the last typewriter plant like 15 years ago. There's no one making typewriters. Why would you? But there's a couple of stores that repair them. Only a few that are left that repair typewriters. That's my fun fact on typewriters. Let's get to the phones. And let's see here. Where shall we go? Eeny, meeny, miny, moe. Let's say hello to Mark the Full Name Guy who called back. Hello, Mark the Full Name Guy.
Now, Ben Maller, did you actually have a equipment malfunction or were you just being rude and nasty to me, Mark, the Full Name Guy?
So you think we're out to get you, Mark? You think the cabal is out to get you? The deep state is trying to keep your voice silenced. Is that what you think, Mark? We went to you. We heard you futzing around, and you didn't say anything, so we moved on.
I did.
You didn't.
I did.
Liar, liar, liar. Pants on fire. You're a liar.
Imagine Ben Maller's calling me a liar. Oh, my God.
How can we help you, Mark? That Blake Snell is doing really well for your Giants. He's off to a great start.
I knew you were going to steer the conversation to Snell. I knew it. Well, okay, here's what I think of Snell. He's probably not the same pitcher he was when he shut out your Dodgers in a World Series game and got removed for a damn pinch hitter.
He didn't get removed for a pinch hitter. That's a bad memory. He got taken out because he got taken out because his manager like, this guy's a wuss. He can't handle this. Let's get him out of the game. The Rays manager. That's what happened.
Yeah, that was not a good move.
In my opinion, that sucked.
I thought it was a great move by Kevin Cash.
I
think he should be the manager for the Rays for the rest of my life.
Okay, I do have one thing to say in his defense, Mr. Snell. You know, there are a lot of people that were legitimately terrified of the COVID virus because of the hype and because of the restrictions that were put on the entire American society. So he's not entirely to blame, but that's not good for your show. I know it's not a good narrative for your show.
You're not exactly getting the take proper. He did it while on a Twitch stream playing a video game. Okay, so this is not Rambo, Blake Snell. This is not Rambo.
No, it's not. I'll give you that. No, he's not Rambo. He's not anything like Rambo. No, Sylvester Stallone's a cool dude. If you wanted to steer the conversation
he's a very small man. I sat kind of close to him at Laker games a few times. So he sat near where the media sat, and he looks so intimidating on camera when he was back in his day. You know, not now because he's an old guy, but back in the day,
right. He's
kind of he's a petite guy. He looks kind of petite to me.
Yeah. Yes, because he's short.
Don't push it, I'll give you a war you won't believe.
As Coop taught
me, he's still a big guy.
The camera adds a few inches. The camera adds a few inches.
Yeah, it's true. But he's a much better actor now than when he began.
I don't know. I haven't seen anything he's done in a while.
I don't know where we're going with this, but there was one movie he did. What was it? The not the Untouchables, for crying out loud.
I don't know.
I forget.
The call has jumped the shark here. Go take another photo. Take a selfie.
Now, wait a minute, Ben. Hey, hang on.
I got to go. I have to go. I must go.
I need a Doc Rivers pill. I need a new drug.
Oh, you want a Doc Rivers pill? Okay. All right. Yeah. We'll get you one. Yeah. All right. I got to go.
Bye, Felicia.
Hang on. Go away. We have Ask Ben. Your questions are answers for the rest of the hour. Do we have enough, Coop, for the rest of the hour? Do we have enough for that?
I'm sure we do.
Okay. All right. We'll have Ask Ben. Your questions are answers. But right now, we go over to the sports newsroom. And oh, what a newsroom it is. A man who's an unbiased journalist. He's not going to sound like a fanboy when he gives the hockey scores. The big Zamboni, Eddie Garcia.
No, I will not sound like it, but on the inside, I will be feeling it.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Ben Maller Show weekdays at 2 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road. But if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Ready to start your new journey? Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Enjoy Zyn nicotine pouches for 10 days and discover a fresher way to experience nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. Here's how to get started with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Simply pick your strength and varieties online and check out. Once your Zyn nicotine pouches arrive in the mail, enjoy pure nicotine satisfaction at your leisure. After your 10-day trial, let us know what you think. If Zyn isn't for you, no hard feelings. It's that simple. Order online at Zyn.com. That's Zyn.com to start your new journey today with the Zyn 10 Challenge. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This from golf. Did you see that the PGA Tour is thanking players for their loyalty with massive bonuses?
Yes,
Tiger Woods will receive $100 million in equity.
Well, it's nice that the PGA decided to copy Fox Sports Radio, because I can't tell every year, Eddie, when I get my loyalty check from the company.
Yeah.
I'm so happy. I'm so thankful for the company.
You stole my thunder, Ben.
It's great, right?
Rory McIlroy is getting $50 million.
We've both been here. I've been here a little longer than you, but I did get fired at one point and came back 6 months and 26 days later.
I've got the consecutive games played record.
But I've got the overall games record.
Mine's more impressive, though.
I think mine is.
No, it
but
isn't.
But either way, every year, usually around Christmas, they send a big. It's one of those cartoon checks.
Yes, yes.
They say, "My God, you've been loyal to the company. We love you, and go out and buy a car or a boat." You know, I thank them for that. Just like the PGA.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's wonderful to get that every year.
Yeah, a lot of companies don't do that. They treat their employees like dirt. So it's nice that this company does it. I do appreciate it, and I don't want to take them for granted any. I don't. No. All right. Are you done?
Yeah.
It is the Ben Maller Show. It's a big night here at the company because they will be buying expensive food for Jay Glazer. So it's kind of a big deal because the NFL draft is tonight. Are you tired of feeling alone in your job search? With just one connection, you can find endless job opportunities. That connection is Express Employment Professionals. Don't go it alone. Visit expresspros.com to find the location nearest you. That's expresspros.com. But wait, there's more. And our thanks to Express Pros for being the official employment agency of Fox Sports Radio's draft coverage. Be sure not to miss Draft Night Live on Fox Sports Radio tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. You got nothing else going on. Throughout the first round of the draft, insider Jay Glazer, he'll be eating well. Former Cardinals GM Steve Keim, College Football Hall of Famer LeVar Arrington, I know him. And Big Noon Kickoff's Rob Stone. We'll have pick-by-pick predictions and reactions to every first-round pick. That is tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern, throughout the first round of the draft, live right here on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeart app, presented by Express Pros. And let's get a little appetizer. Hit that button there. There we go.
Hurry.
I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter.
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
Away we go. It's Ask Ben. Your questions, our answers. Get a couple of appetizers going. Ben and friends and Koopaloop, the reading of the question.
Ben, we're going to start off with a question for you.
Okay, all me. I'm on the pedestal. Here we go.
Alf, the alien opiner.
Hi, Alf.
He would like to know, do you miss the crosstalk at the top and bottom of the show?
No. I'm fine. I get to bite my fingernails and drink water, drink ice water. So it's really what I do in that time. So no, I don't. You do local stuff. You have to do a lot of crosstalk. But we don't have to do that here because some of the affiliates do not carry all the shows.
Yeah, so. That's why we stopped doing it. But we used to do it.
Yeah, we did. There was a time we did. We started out not doing it. Then we did it. And then some of the affiliates got upset because I'd play grab ass with the morning show, and then the local morning show would come on, and they're like, what are you doing? Why are you doing that?
Right.
You're not supposed to be doing that. So we stopped it. Anyway, but yeah, what is next?
All right, Cowboy Killa wants to know, this is a very important question.
Hi, Cowboy Killa. It sounds like Lorena might know the question. She's laughing.
That was a sneeze, I think.
Oh, it was a sneeze?
Yeah, it was weird.
Did you use some pepper?
It was aggressive.
Wow. He wants to know, do you put your grocery cart back where it belongs or leave it when you finish?
I used to put it back, but now I don't because of Supermarket Steve. Supermarket Steve taught me that I'm taking someone's job.
No, that is BS. Don't you ever watch Cart Narcs? Put your cart back.
No. Cool.
Yes.
Listen.
No, that is...
Supermarket Steve's a professional. He's not on some TV show or something like that or some website. He is a professional in the business, the grocery business. I'm listening to my expert.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard, especially coming from somebody that works in the business. Because if everybody put their cart back in the cart return, that person's not going to lose their job. They're still going to have a job.
Listen, Coop, you're on the wrong side of history.
No, I'm not.
I don't know what
Coop,
to tell
I'm
you,
with Coop okay? on this.
Well, you're wrong, too. And Supermarket Steve's the guy that taught me. If you're a problem, check in with him.
I will.
Eddie, you return the card? Is that the,
absolutely. Every time I go to the grocery store, they'll be like, Fred, can you do a cart run? And the guy comes out of the meat department, and he looks like he's
a guy gets to go outside, give him a little sun.
No.
He gets some fresh air.
He has to go wrangle up the carts.
The guy's stuck back there cutting up cow intestines, and he wanted to go outside and get the carts.
And he's like, I do not want to be doing this.
Be a good person and put your cart back.
I'm doing him a favor. He doesn't want to do that crap.
You're losers. Lorena?
I use my child as an excuse. I never put the cart back. I'm not leaving my child in the car
by
themselves.
That's right. See, Lorena's about, she's got it right there.
They don't even put them conveniently close to your car. They got to be on the other side of the parking lot.
Okay, listen, Lorena.
I don't want to listen. Ask another question, Coop.
You go to your car.
Quickly.
You unload the groceries. Then you take the cart with your child in it, and then you put the cart back, and then you take your child out of the cart, and then you both go back to the cart. Your cart's sitting in a parking space, and then it could hit somebody's car.
Yep.
You could ding somebody's car.
I'm with you, Coop.
You are totally on the wrong side of this.
People put the cart back.
Oh my God, Coop! He buys expensive gas and returns the cart. He's a bad human being.
You are crazy. There is an entire YouTube channel devoted to putting the cart back.
I don't care. Oh, so what? It's not my YouTube channel to not put the cart back. What is that? There's
a billion
YouTube channels. All right, let's pause for the cause.
Ben's not a good person.
I'm gonna punch Coop.
What an a-hole.
Right to the solar plexus, Eddie. I'm going to punch him right out of solar plexus. This is going to be an HR situation.
Getting DMs talking about how much of an a-hole you are.
Yeah. Okay. You're lying. Everyone knows you're lying. No one sends you DMs. Anyway, we will have more of this relevant Ask Ben for the rest of the hour. Keep those questions coming in. We'll get to that. We'll do it next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Are you above average? Podcast listeners consume 105 more minutes of audio per day than the average American. The Ben Maller Show is broadcast overnight, then repackaged in a shiny pod box with limited commercial interruption. It's available on the iHeart app and wherever you get your podcasts. Just follow the show and give us a golden review. Enlarge the Maller Militia. And now live from the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios, it's Ben Maller.
It's now time for.
Well, hurry, I can hardly wait.
Ask Ben.
Twitter!
Send us your questions on Twitter now.
It continues. Ask Ben, your questions are answers for the rest of the hour. And we move ahead now in the broadcast to the Koopa Loop with the reading of the question.
As usual, the people are overwhelmingly in my favor. But
that's not what I'm seeing here, Eddie. Yeah, people calling you a dope and a moron.
No, there's literally not a single tweet in that's backing what you said. But let's continue on. 00 Mexican wants to know, what is the best fight you've ever seen in public? Live, like in person.
Like a boxing match, or there's like a couple of people fighting?
I took it as a couple people fighting.
Dodger Stadium. It's fight night at Dodger Stadium, especially when the Giants come in. Oh, my God. It's so entertaining. But the coolest fight I ever saw was at the old L.A. Sports Arena back when there were 17 people that went to Clipper games, and there was a huge fight in the top – that arena's gone, but the upper part of the arena, and they tumbled over. And there was no one in their way. And they started at the top, and they went down to, like, the next level. It was crazy. But on a regular basis, it's a Dodger game. It used to be the Raiders. You go to a Raider game. That was where it was at. But the tickets are so expensive now, it's not quite the same. Eddie?
So I've been playing beer league hockey for like 20 years, and every once in a while somebody will get in a fight. It's usually embarrassing and stupid. But not long ago, there was an honest-to-goodness square-off, drop-the-gloves NHL-style fight between our goalie and another one of their players, and it was impressive. And when it was all said and done, they were both like completely worn out. And then they got kicked out of the game because you can't fight in our league. And then you realize they're like going to the locker room, and there's nobody there to stop them, and they're heading towards each other again. And we're like, we're all watching to see if they're going to go again, and they both like gave each other a hug.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah.
It's also a humble brag by Eddie that he plays hockey. What about Lorena? Not well known.
Well, let's see. My favorite confrontation fight was probably when my ex got punched in the face by his girlfriend. I was standing in the same room. It was
personal.
So intense.
Personal. Wow. All right. You enjoyed that. Did you record it so you could watch it over and over again?
No.
You did not. I got you. All right, Koopa Loop.
Mine also took place at Dodger Stadium.
Bring the family.
No family's can afford to go there anymore, but yeah.
I was in one of like the lower sections, like field level.
Yeah, you were out to the pavilion for the real fights.
So somebody from one of the upper levels was talking trash to somebody down in my section. And then the guy in my section runs up the you know, the stairway, and within like a, you know, a minute or so, we see him show up at the front row of the upper section, and he starts fighting the dude. And then the guy's girlfriend comes up from behind him, jumps on the guy's back, and starts like pounding the back of his head. And he turns around and just boom, just decks the girlfriend in the face. Wow. And then just looks around and then bolts out of there. That was one of the craziest things.
It is stupid to fight in the upper decks at Dodger Stadium, because I have seen people fall over.
I was just going to say, yeah, that's what it was.
Oh,
it was scary.
Gosh,
they were up against the railing. It was, yeah, yeah, it was nuts.
You do not, it's a very steep drop.
You could die.
Yes, that's
all right.
What happens.
Late night drug tester wants to know.
Hi, late night drug tester.
He says it's for Ben, so I guess it's just for you. Why do people refrigerate ketchup at home, but restaurants leave it sitting on the counter all day?
It's a great point. Yeah, I've had this argument with my wife. Like, this stuff, it doesn't need to go in the refrigerator. Oh, it goes in the refrigerator. Because everyone thinks if it's in the refrigerator, it's never going to go bad. That's why. It's a mental illness. That's what I'm blaming on, mental illness. What is next? It's like, but some things like butter and eggs, you don't necessarily.
Do you put your bread in the fridge?
My wife does. I don't. Mm. I just leave it out. Eddie, what's next? Quickly!
How do you like your eggs? King Rory wants to know.
I don't eat eggs, but when I do, they're scrambled with cheese. Eddie?
Scrambled.
Lorena?
Sunny side up.
Oh, you're a bad person. Mm. Coop?
Over medium. Or poached.
Oh,
poached is great. Oh, that's so good.
Oh, it is so bad.
Yummy.
I want to puke in my mouth thinking about that.
The runny yolk? Mmm.
Oh, yeah, dip your bacon in it? Oh, it's so good.
That's a terrible job by you, Coop, on it.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
If you're a smoker or dipper looking to make a change, you really only need one reason to do it. But with Zyn nicotine pouches, you can find many. Zyn is America's number one nicotine pouch. It's made with only 6 simple ingredients. Plus, Zyn is the only nicotine pouch with a 10-day hassle-free trial. There are lots of options when it comes to nicotine satisfaction, but there's only one Zyn. Find your Zyn online or in a store near you at zyn.com/find. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.